Global climate change isn't a distant threat. It's already happening, and its effects can be seen all over the country. That's according to the National Climate Assessment just released by the Obama administration. It includes a section on the Northwest. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has details.
Philip Moat, a professor at Oregon State University and former climatologist for Washington State, is lead author for the chapter on the Northwest. He says they identified three main areas of risk to water supply, coastal communities, and forests.
But before I describe those risks, let me just say that this was not just an exercise in reading and summarizing hundreds of academic papers, although we did that too. We also consulted the experts who are already dealing with droughts, floods, fires, and insects, so that we could gauge the consequences of these changes.
Moat says, take a look at Idaho's Sawtooth National Wilderness, for example, where mountain pine beetles have infested the forests, boosted by drier, hotter weather. That's increasing the incidence of wildfires, too. And in Washington, Moat says, snowpack is shrinking dramatically, reducing natural water supplies.
Washington is the most glaciated state in the lower 48, and nearly all of the glaciers in the state are receding pretty dramatically. And in some places, that is having evident effects on the stream flow, especially in late summer.
That affects drinking water and reduces flows needed for healthy salmon habitat and for hydroelectric power. And on the coast, Moat says cities such as Seattle and Olympia are mapping out new storm surge predictions and rebuilding infrastructure to prepare for rising sea levels. Meanwhile, increasing ocean acidification is putting a multi-million dollar shellfish industry at risk. The National Climate Assessment is part of the Obama administration's climate plan to cut carbon pollution. The authors emphasized it's not too late to take action. Washington Governor Jay Inslee released a statement in response saying we have the knowledge and tools to rise to this challenge. He says he's working on a plan to reduce the state's carbon emissions through measures such as increased energy efficiency, clean energy technologies, and possible new cap and trade limits on pollution. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.